Yeah, so these students are part of the Stranger Things in Aurora 2022 summer camp, and they're incoming freshmen, and we really wanted to build a space for incoming students to just have relationships, start new friendships, and also explore things like leadership and identity. And we use Stranger Things, because it's so popular right now, as a jumping point to understand these kinds of concepts. So this is the tail end of our summer camp, and they're wrapping up with poetry that answers the prompts of what is your identity, and how has those pieces of your identity shaped you, and what kind of impact do you want to have on your friends, your family, and your community?
Lydia, you're 14 years old. You're an incoming freshman. What drew you to this program?
Well, I really like Stranger Things, and I was worried I wasn't going to make any friends, and so I thought this might be a good way to maybe create some friendships.
Has it worked out for you?
Yes, good.
All right, CJ. CJ, you are 14 as well, incoming freshman?
Yeah.
All right. So, how did you find out about this program, and what have you taken away from it?
So basically one day I just got like a flyer in my mail for like the Empower High School program. So my mom decided to check that out, and there was like a whole summer camp thing. I seemed interested because I did 8th grade homeschool, so like I only had online friends, and I wanted to make in-person friends, so I just decided to do this.
Was the homeschooling a choice, or did it have to do with the pandemic?
I just wanted to do it because like 7th grade was online and I got used to that, so I basically just did that.
All right, you two, introduce yourselves. What grade are you entering? What's your age?
My name is Christian. I'm 14 years old. I'm entering 9th grade, and I joined this school because one, my older brother was coming here, and two, it's a small school, and I don't really do good with big schools because I get in lots of fights.
What prompts that? Do you,
It's
is
just
there like a
because
trigger that you've identified?
it's just like I get angry easily. Like, if somebody just like makes me super mad, I will flip out, and it's sometimes hard to control. I just have to have the right people around me to calm me down.
And did you get into that into your poem?
I think so, a little bit, yeah.
Do you find that having a creative outlet helps a bit to get out certain feelings that might be trapped and causing frustration?
Yes, I feel like if you're able to express how you feel, it will relax you a little bit, and then you'll be able to speak what's actually on your mind.
You're a middle kid?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. How about you?
Hi, my name's Davier. I'm going to Empower Community High School as well. I'm going to be an incoming freshman.
This particular program, it's during summer. Was it something you signed up for
Yeah.
voluntarily, or did your mom be like, you had to get into it,
No.
or?
I chose because my friend Latoya was coming, and her mom basically signed her up without her even knowing. So I was like, yeah, I'll just go. I was thinking about it at first, but I wasn't sure. And then Latoya said she was going. So I end up choosing that I'd come.
So solidarity, also telepathy, like came dressed the same today without planning on
I
it.
know. Yeah.
So what has been the most valuable part of this program for you?
The food. but no, I was able to make new connections with like some other kids, which is hard for me to do because I really don't like new people. But like they're people that I'm gonna have to be with for a couple years, so might as well get to know them.
Yeah. And this is Empower's a charter school. How does that work?
Yes, so Empower is a public charter school with Aurora Public Schools.
Okay. You've come here to do your poetry. This is not the first time that this has happened. I mean, it is for you because you're incoming freshman, but tell me a bit about this relationship that predates my arrival at KGNU.
Yeah, so we're really thankful to be here again at KGNU. And the relationship really started a few years ago when they were hosting Wakanda in Aurora. At the time, Wakanda was big, and that's what they were using as a focal point. And the organizers then came in to do the same kind of project and focused a lot also on voice and community impact. So I think the organizers then formed a relationship with KJNU, and it's sort of like our tradition now for Empower to come here during the summers and end with poetry and voice and expression. And so we wanted to keep that tradition going, and that's why we reached out to you and set up this visit.
Okay, and each person who I'm interviewing here has agreed to have their poem broadcast over the airwaves. Christian, introduce your poem.
My poem is called Us Middle Children, and it's about middle children and how we're going to be successful even though our setbacks pushes us pretty far.
Okay, let's go to that now.
Us Middle Children. I'm nor the oldest nor youngest, treated as if I was never born. I'm not heard but hurted. I left food out once because I was trying to help my little brother. My mom got mad and said it was because I was always on my phone. I tried to explain, but she would never listen. Hi, I'm Christian, an average 14-year-old kid who just wants to grow up and be a really good basketball player. I went through so many obstacles, like not being good at math nor reading. I try my hardest in everything I do, but no one cares to see. People say I'm not good enough, nor will mount to my older brother's legacy. But when people tell me that, I just push forward. Either I'll go through the obstacle or over it. I want to be a dancer, pretty good at it too. I have choices and I will use them to the best of my ability. I will show my friends, family, and everyone else that I am great, and one step back won't stop my dreams. We're all strong and we just need to fight for what we want. Keep fighting, middle children. We will surpass the great and become the greatest.
How about you, Davier?
My poem is called Who Is He? It's just basically like about like how I feel and like my family and like what I really want to become when I'm older.
Who is he? He is someone that hates to be in his room alone on a dark night and can't help but stay up till early mornings. He is someone who is loved but feels as if he isn't. Alone, like a cage restricting him from being himself. Although he has friends who he loves very much, but can't help but think, what do they really think about me? Do they still enjoy me? He has 9 siblings and the 5th eldest. Has 4 little demons he loves very much and cares for, but is most responsible for one. And can't help but get mad and annoyed at her, but he loves her. His mother says she loves him and can't understand the reason he feels so sad and alone because he is loved. But no matter how much love he receives, he feels unwanted, like he doesn't belong. He feels the stress of getting good grades to make his family proud and tries really hard. He can't help but feel bad when his mom says to try harder, but he wants to feel warm, like tea or coffee, on an early morning and have that warm feeling of love after proving he's okay. And he's better now. He wants to own a coffee shop and help provide for his family for a better life. And his name is Davier.
All right. Lydia, tell us about your work.
So I don't have a specific name for my poem, but it's more about, like, you can do anything you put your mind to and you can achieve your dreams.
She is a sister, daughter, a niece, but there is so much more beneath. She is a heart, a soul, a mind, but she is also kind. She is a freshman trying to plan a future in the arts, just trying to touch people's hearts, trying to ignore the voices saying she can't. She's an author with a plain book, just trying to find the right hook. She wants her family to know that she loves them, even if she doesn't always show it 24/7. She's lost in the darkness of never-ending sadness. She says she's okay, but in a way she's crying out for help like an injured yelp. She's full of joy where everyone she cares for is around her, giving her the tight squeeze she needs. People doubt and criticize, not seen through her eyes. You can do many things. You can do anything. If you believe, you can achieve your dreams.
All right, CJ, you're up.
My poem is I don't really know what I'm going to name it, but it's about how being determined helps you in your confidence and all that.
If I want it, I try harder. If I can't do it, I believe I can. Having determination makes me better. Trying harder can make me win. A big ego doesn't make me the best. When I leave, I'll have impact on others to rise and do, not to sit and watch. Inspiring others to keep trying, being determined helps me and my family and friends. Giving up all the time doesn't make me a better person. Determination gives you confidence to do things, so be determined.
You've been hearing from the poetic minds of 4 students who are incoming freshmen at Empower High School in Aurora. Meta Sarmiento, thank you so much for coming through to KGNU. It was a pleasure to have you here in the studios.
Thanks so much for having us.